Well, I think she's certainly broken a piece of the glass ceiling, not the entire glass ceiling, because we still have one in the state of Alabama, but she has certainly paved the way for other black women who want to gain either statewide office or even federal office, because being the first black female as a part of the congressional delegation, she's paved the way. She's opened the door so people know that it's possible now.
So going back to this idea of the glass ceiling, there are many successful women in politics. We could mention, of course, Representative Sewell. There's Alabama Secretary of State Beth Chapman, and Hillary Clinton, who's currently serving as Secretary of State under the Obama administration. So you say there is this glass ceiling, but do you think that glass ceiling is rising?
I think so, but at the same time, unfortunately, people still have stereotypical images about women. I think there is only so far they think women can go in leadership positions, and so sometimes constituents or voters place limits on women in leadership. And so until those kind of feelings and stereotypes are removed from people, I think there will continue to be a glass ceiling. I mean, the University of Alabama has their first female university president, and I've already heard just a few negative comments about the fact that there's a female now running the University of Alabama. But until voters and people in general move those stereotypes, I think there will continue to be this glass ceiling for women, not only in the state of Alabama, but nationally.
Okay, you know, turning back to District 7, this congressional district encompasses several counties in the Black Belt region. They include Dallas, Wilcox, and Sumter counties. How does the Black Belt region make this district unique going into the election?
Well, it's the only majority-minority district in the state of Alabama. And historically, we know that because of the nature of the district, it's one of the congressional districts in the state that usually votes Democrat in the presidential election. Not enough of an impact for the entire state to shift towards a Democratic candidate for president. But we know that the 7th Congressional District is a pretty solid Democratic district and has a higher percentage of people of color in that district.
And we also know this this district with the Black Belt region tends to have higher unemployment rates, higher rates of poverty. So how is that going to affect voters in that district going into the election on Tuesday?
Well, certainly the economy is going to be at the top of everybody's mind in the 7th Congressional District and certainly across the nation. I think I saw a report this morning that the unemployment rate, even though jobs were added in the month of October, the unemployment rate still went up just a little bit. So the economy continues to be on the forefront of all voters' minds. But also with the recent devastation of Hurricane Sandy, people are also trying to examine how both presidential candidates will handle emergency situations and how compassionate they are in dealing with those situations and trying to remove politics away from, you know, the everyday real life situations that people deal with.
Finally, I want to just ask and discuss briefly about the amendment that's going up on the ballot to remove the racist language from Alabama's 1901 Constitution. There were black supporters who came out against this. Were you surprised by that? And where do you think Alabama's going to go on that?
Well, I think this has been an issue for quite some time, particularly with the education funding. There's some speculation that changing the Constitution and adding these amendments could affect public funding for education. And so I don't know which way people will go with these amendments, because oftentimes people just look at the front of the ballot and they either, you know, vote a straight Democratic or a straight Republican ticket, and they don't oftentimes turn the ballot over to read all of the amendments and even do research to try to understand them. So considering the history of Alabama, there's a possibility that amendment may not pass because there is opposition. But at the same time, there's a possibility people may not want that type of language removed from the Constitution. So it's hard to project how that particular election is going to end up next week.
Well, Dr. Lewis, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.